This is a Davin Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. Two species of skunks are found in Kansas. The eastern spotted skunk has white splotches on its back and sides. However, now it is rarely found in Kansas and is fully protected as a threatened species under state regulations. Adult spotted skunks are 14 to 22 inches long and can weigh from 3/4 of a pound to 2 3/4 of a pound. The striped skunk is more common and is probably what comes to mind when most people picture a skunk. It has shiny black fur with two white stripes down its back. Striped skunks have varying amounts of white on their head, back, and tail. Adults can be from 20 to 30 inches long, including the tail, and usually weigh between 3.5 and 10 pounds. Striped skunk's musk has a characteristic pungent odor. These shy, secretive animals discharge their scent only when disturbed or harassed. They are the least popular of all wild animals, yet they are beneficial because nearly half of their diet is insects, with the remaining part of their diet consisting of fruit and mice. Diets do vary depending on a skunk's location and the time of year. Skunk odor is difficult to neutralize and persists for a long time. Household products that help remove skunk odor include ammonia, bleach, vinegar, washing soda, laundry soaps, smoke from citronella candle, and canned tomatoes or tomato juice. However, do not mix ammonia and chlorine bleach, as this combination can form a gas that is toxic if inhaled, even in small amounts. To help prevent skunks from living close to your home or even under your home, you can clean up and destroy dens that may already be built and remove any food sources that may be nearby by taking away exposed pet food, putting any strewn garbage in a sealed container, and moving wood piles that could be harboring mice and rats. If dens are already built, you can block den openings in foundations and under porch steps using concrete with sheet metal or wire netting bent outward 12 inches at the bottom in an L shape. This prevents skunks from burrowing under your home. Destroy other den sites, such as those that may be found in rock piles, junk piles, even in old cars, and open buried culverts or pipes. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Davin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension report.